We are ringing in the new year a couple days late here on Locked On NHL. We're going to tell you some of our greatest wishes for the teams in the Western Conference. That and more on today's episode of Locked On NHL.
You're Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, you are listening to yet another edition of Locked On NHL Western Conference Wednesday, where we talk about all things Western Conference. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Kings, and as usual, here with you on Wednesday here on this show. Thank you for making this show your first listen of the day every day. And as always, I'm joined by my Calgarian reporting partner in crime, Jess Bomasto, host of Locked On Flames, and Maya. Counterpart here on today's show. So how is we're a whole 4 days, technically 5 days by the time you hear this, into 2022. How's it going?
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but it's starting off better than the last 2 years. So, hopefully we keep that going. What's it like in your neck of the woods?
Well, it snowed, so... Yep. That's welcome to winter officially. And mostly other than that, I've just been kind of sitting with my cats and watching a lot of TV, which is really, you know, start the year how you want it to go on or whatever. Like that's all I want is
exactly
watching TV and hanging out with my cats. I'm a simple person.
Yeah. That sounds like a dream year for me. Just lots of TV, lots of time with my cat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think these teams will be doing too much hanging out.
No, I mean, except for you can hear it on the Eastern Conference show, but I would say the Montreal Canadiens, they're going to get to do a lot of hanging out since, like,
yeah,
the guys called up to replace the guys who have COVID. Now all those guys have COVID. So
yeah, so they'll just get to, like, twiddle their thumbs or whatever,
I guess.
I don't know what you do, but
yeah,
have fun.
Panic. That's what I would do. So, important question. Do you make any New Year's resolutions?
No.
No. Me neither.
I can't.
No. I have no willpower to, like, sustain anything. Like, my resolution is watch more TV, hang out with my cats. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's
I guess I do, like, I just want to be more consistent at things. Like,
yeah,
if I pick up a new hobby, don't drop it after 2 weeks, or, you know, make my bed consistently.
Right.
Things like that. Like, and yeah. I think like putting it under a broad umbrella like that is a little easier and less intimidating.
Yeah. So we're, you know, clearly not on the super specific resolution train for us personally. And so we're going to do instead my favorite thing to do, which is tell other people what to do. Because
I love this
on
game.
Today's show, we're going to make some New Year's resolutions for the teams in the Pacific or in the Western Conference. So Pacific, Central, we're going to tell you what you guys should be doing with your days, with your hockey lives. And I figure we can start with the Pacific Division because that is near and dear to our hearts. And do you want to go from best to worst or worst to best?
Worst to best.
All right.
I think bottom to top.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So we're going to start with the Seattle Kraken. And fair warning to listeners, peek behind the curtain. I haven't actually, like, I don't have I don't have these written out. I don't have, this is going to be on the fly, I think, for both of us. So you're going
absolutely
to get the unfiltered truth of our opinions on what these teams should be doing. So we're going to start with the Seattle Kraken. My New Year's resolution for the Seattle Kraken is to figure out what has gone wrong with their goaltending and fix that.
I think that's a solid resolution. And I think mine would be to stop putting up a smoke screen and saying that, like, it's all good over here and that, like, we have a good group when you have 10 wins. So, like, they might be good guys, might be a great group of people, just not good hockey players.
Right.
But
it's a struggle.
Yeah. And I don't think that anyone really expected them to come out of the gate and have a Vegas-like season, especially once that roster was drafted. But, you know, best of luck.
Yeah. It's been interesting reading all the, like, analytics people's takes on Seattle, because they're like, yeah, we all predicted Seattle to be at least average, if not, like, average to good. What we didn't predict was Philip Grubauer, like, turning into a pumpkin and, like, suddenly he can't stop anything. Yeah, like, both of their goalies have just not been great. So I think that those are fair resolutions for the Seattle Kraken. Their northern neighbors, the Vancouver Canucks, not doing much better. Their record right now, 16-15-3. They've been looking really good, though, with Bruce Boudreau ever since he got hired. So my New Year's resolution for the Canucks is, like, enjoy the ride, which sounds crazy for a team that's seventh out of eighth in the division. But, like, I feel like watching them, and the Kings have had the honor of playing them, like, right after they fired their coach and brought on Boudreau, and so have been able to kind of see them through this. Watching them play now versus before, it's like a weight has been lifted from all of their shoulders. And, like, no, they're not going to claw back into the playoff position, probably, maybe. They're not that far behind the number four seed, but, you know, realistically, probably not. But just, like, just enjoy it. Just enjoy having, like, playing hockey, having fun again. You're not going to be good if you're, like, hating every second of being at the rink. Like, no one is good at their job if they hate being there. So just enjoy it, Canucks. And, like, I don't know, enjoy Bruce Boudreau. He's a weird dude, and good luck.
Yeah, I think on a similar note, like, just you know, feel the vibes and just kind of start finding an identity within the team. I don't think it's fair to tell the Canucks to figure out their cap situation when I don't believe that they have a general manager. Or did they hire?
I think they
did. They, like, officially hire the guy who was fired from Pittsburgh, whose name is escaping.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I think they officially hired him. Yeah, he, like, peaced out from Pittsburgh. He was like, "Yeah, dudes, I'm done." And then I don't know.
Okay.
Sat on the beach for a while. Yeah. No, they officially hired him.
Okay.
So he's, or at least he's, like, the interim. Now I'm, I don't know. They did something.
Maybe, like, send him back to the beach. I don't know. I've heard, like, I don't think that people like him. Oh my God. Jim Rutherford.
Yeah.
There we go.
That guy.
Yeah. Him. Figure that out. Yeah. But also, like, have fun, because we're just gonna, again, just enjoy the ride.
Right. Exactly. We'll keep enjoying the ride with the rest of our Pacific Division teams, but we're going to enjoy the ride right now with some snacks, and that is Built Bar. If you're thinking about New Year's resolutions like we are on this show, maybe one of my New Year's resolutions is to just eat more tasty things and enjoy them. And so that's where Built Bar can come in, because not only are they tasty, not only are they good for you, but they're good for you while being tasty. Hey, look at that. They are covered in 100% chocolate. They're protein bars. They taste like candy bars. And they're just so delicious that you're actually going to want to eat the healthy thing instead of looking at it and being like, a Brussels sprout. Like, no, thank you. So go and check out Built Bars. They come in lots of great different flavors, including things like cookies and cream, which is one of my personal favorites. They've always got limited edition flavors. I tried the white chocolate cheesecake over the holiday, and that was phenomenal. And I'm like, why can't I buy this all the time? You need to keep an eye on built.com to see what is always available, to see what's new, and catch those limited edition flavors while they're around. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. So get your snacks today. The San Jose Sharks. They are next up on our list. So what is your resolution for the San Jose Sharks?
Get rid of Evander Kane. Like, I don't know. I don't know how they can do it. And I get it that, like, he might still be good at hockey, but he's not a good person. So figure it out so you don't lose guys like Thomas Hertl and anyone else.
I think that's a really good one. I feel
That's a
like
strong
that's,
one.
yeah, that's, I don't think I can like top that one. I think that that is, they need to figure that out.
Yeah.
Whether it is trading him to some other team who's willing to take on that mess, leaving him in the AHL and just like understanding it. And like, PS, now Evander Kane like had COVID, I guess.
Oh.
And yeah, there was a report from Sheng Peng, who's with San Jose Hockey now, who said that like Kane missed a bunch of time with the Barracuda because he had COVID, and not just like COVID, but actually had bad symptoms of COVID. Yeah.
I'm gonna bite my tongue.
Yeah. My response to that on Twitter was the whole like, oh, like look at me reaping. Oh no, I'm sowing. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah,
Yeah.
I think that I'm just gonna piggyback off of your resolution for the Sharks. Like, deal with that. It's I feel like saying that a guy is like a distraction is weaponized badly against like against players who you probably shouldn't be saying that, but like this is a
Yeah.
distraction. This is bad.
And like he takes it like online as well, which just fuels the fire.
Yes.
And I don't know, like I feel bad for his teammates and obviously his ex-wife and the kid. So, I mean, just society has moved on from the need of Evander Kane playing professional hockey. So, thank you so much for your time here.
Right, we're done. We're done. Yeah, I think that's a good one. My own Los Angeles Kings. I feel like I'm actually probably going to do my whole next show on resolutions for the Kings, but I think mine is not to steal a line from the Ducks show, but play the kids. The Kings are in a position right now where a lot of their young prospects are pushing for time, and we have guys like Quentin Byfield, who is in the AHL after coming back from an injury, and then he got COVID after coming back from the injury. Like, there's a lot of young talent that is ready to make the jump, and it's time. Like, figure it out,
Yeah.
find the roster spots for them, and let the kids play. That's my resolution for my terrible sons.
So I was gonna go along the same track with that, but mainly so you can get your Quentin Byfield jersey
I know, I know.
to
I
let him
like
play.
I don't, it's not like they're not gonna trade him. Like, he obviously is like the future of the franchise, but like I just feel weird buying an NHL jersey for a guy who has played like three NHL games or whatever. So like, get on
Right.
it. Get on it.
It's
It's
time. It
time. It is. The
is.
Edmonton Oilers. Like, can the resolution be just like stop making Connor McDavid's life miserable? Is that a good
Yeah.
one?
Like, stop Edmonton Oilers-ing yourselves. Like, stop. You're embarrassing. Because, they were playing really good hockey and they had kind of proved, I don't want to say proved themselves, but they'd kind of bounced back a little bit from being like the laughing stock of the league. And then it's starting to trend downward again. Especially Monday night's game against the Rangers. It's like a 5-1 loss, and there's just a picture of McDavid just like skating away and he's looking up at probably the scoreboard or something. He just is like, this is my life. And now he has COVID. So again. So stop. Just take a break.
Yeah, do you know how many years Connor McDavid has left on his contract?
Do I want to know?
Probably not.
Is it like six?
Almost. He has 4 years left after
Four.
this year.
Okay.
4 years.
Oh.
That like there's your timetable, Edmonton, is you've got that blob of time
Yeah.
of his life. And after that, he can walk away if he wants. So I feel
Right.
like all of our resolutions are just figure it out, but figure it
Yeah.
out.
But like in a much deeper meaning, because I feel
Yes.
like Edmonton, you have a beyond generational player. Like there's no word to describe Connor McDavid, who is still young in his career, and you are going to blow it.
Yeah.
If you don't get it together.
Right.
So
get it together. Yeah. Your Calgary Flames are next. What's your resolution for them?
Well, right now they're playing Florida, and they had two of three goals in the first period were deflected off of their own defenseman.
Maybe
we just like stop doing that. I think that, you know, keep having fun, but maybe don't be in the line of fire, but still do your job.
That's fair. My resolution for the Flames is find some way, somehow. This is maybe a joint resolution with the Oilers, because I want if they're both going to make the playoffs, I want the Battle of Alberta. So whatever they can do.
We as a society need it.
Yes. I feel like we've all got a lot of like pent up feelings over the past 2-ish years now that we've been dealing with all this stuff. Like the Battle of Alberta will just cause a lot of like very cathartic. I need it.
I would greatly appreciate that. And I think that it would be great to market the sport. So grow the game.
Right. Like, look at all these men. They hate each other. Go. Watch.
Now watch them play.
Right. Yeah. I think that's perfect. The Anaheim Ducks are up next. And this is going to be a very niche resolution that I feel like will maybe only resonate with Ducks fans. But unfortunately, I am blessed or cursed with having to have more information about the Ducks than I particularly personally want to have. But here we are. Anaheim, I'm trying to think of a way to like phrase this without making me sound like a jerk, but whatever, here we go. Anaheim's broadcasting team is notoriously terrible. Like, Ducks fans don't watch Ducks broadcasts. Like, the announcers, they're homers. Like, they're not good at explaining the game to you. Just not great all around. The past couple of games, the Ducks, broadcaster guy from San Diego has been filling in because one of the broadcasters has COVID, I think. Ducks games suddenly have become watchable in terms of listening to the product. So my resolution for the Ducks is like, please recognize that Mr. Andy Zilch from the San Diego Gulls like is doing a really, really good job in the broadcast booth. And maybe you should consider, now that you have a fun, marketable, great young team, maybe overhauling your broadcast booth to make it so people want to actually watch your show. That's my resolution. Very niche, I know.
I think that you should write a letter to them because I'm sold on it. And it was just like a 30-second elevator pitch right here. Yeah, I think honestly, I need them to change their logo.
Back to the old one.
Maybe, probably. I just didn't know it was a duck foot and a D.
Yeah, it is a little abstract.
I was like, I didn't know that until someone explained it to me, and I was like, oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I see it. But no, in all seriousness, I think that they should probably just stop scaring Trevor Zegras. Stop bullying him so he's traumatized and he leaves your organization.
I think that's fair. If anyone out there hasn't seen the video they did over the holiday, go look it up. They did a very good prank on many of the Ducks players, including Trevor Zegras, who had just the most amazing reaction to the prank.
Yeah, oh my God, it was great.
And finally, to round out the Pacific Division, the Vegas Golden Knights. My resolution for the Vegas Golden Knights is stop letting your players find out they got traded by Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is all.
Maybe work on like the culture in the room between like the front office and like that dynamic, because I don't think that anyone needs to find out that they're packing up and moving through Twitter, because I would be mortified if that's right. What I found out.
You want your players to want to be there.
Right. And I'm going to add a second one onto this because I think that it is needed. How are you going to legally explain circumventing the cap? That's like, because we are approaching the time that Jack Eichel is supposedly potentially going to be returning, and you're going to stick him on the taxi squad? What are you going to do? Because I'm quite interested, and I would love to pick your brains. So
they've got some math to do.
Yes. And speaking of math, if you're a fan of numbers and also money, BetOnline is the place for you. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports action this season. Head on over to their newly, freshly designed website on your mobile device or your computer to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all these amazing offers that is available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports, so don't wait. That's promo code LOCKEDON to receive your welcome bonus.
Oh, and welcome to the Central Division, because we're going to move on to them. And we're going to start with worst to best, which means we start with the Arizona Coyotes, who, by the way, currently have 6 wins.
That's like one more than like 2 weeks ago.
They have won 2 of their last 10. They have lost 24 total games. They've played 30 games.
Yeah.
They have, I'm reasonably certain, the worst record in the league. They're not the only team that hasn't hit 10 wins yet, though. If you look over in the East, Montreal and Ottawa both are still under double digits, but the Arizona Coyotes. My resolution for them, A, pay your taxes. Yeah. B, like, every phrase I can think of to describe my feelings is, like, not family friendly, but, like... Yeah. Make up your minds on what you're doing, like, at Arizona Coyotes ownership. Like, if this is going to be, like, a massive failure, like, sell the team or relocate, like, whatever it is, just get it done with. Get it over with. Have a plan. Rip the Band-Aid off, because it's not fair to the players who are playing for a tire fire organization. It's not fair for the fans who have stuck with this team through years and years and years of so much epic drama that, like, I would have given up a long time ago. Like, kudos to Coyotes fans who are still sticking it out with their team. Like, the position they're in is not fair to anybody. And so pay your taxes and make your minds up about what you're trying to accomplish. Like, just do it, man.
Yeah, I think... those are very fair resolutions, and I think that it would be wise for them to, you know, kind of have like a countdown, but like an automated one to the tax deadline. Especially, I mean, I don't know if they file W-2s, and I don't know how that works. But anyways, regardless, hire someone to do that, and then maybe win 10 games.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
set the bar.
We have to keep it low and manage our expectations. So, you know, 10 wins, I think that's fair. And just crawl there. It's okay. You know, we're rooting for you. Yeah, not your owners, but you.
Right. We've all, like, made, you know, mistakes. I've, like, forgotten to pay, like, a credit card bill every so often. Oh, yeah. But, like, now they have this great thing called auto pay. Where I just tell it every month, take money away from me. So, yep. I don't know. Go Google that, Coyotes.
Yeah, figure out how to do that because I know that there is a payment plan system for taxes. So, yeah, oh, Chicago. Sweet, sweet Chicago.
Like, can we just skip them? I think we've
Yeah,
like,
because I think that they're beyond New Year's resolutions
like,
and
get it together. Stop
yes.
everything that you've done.
Just yeah.
Yeah. Dallas. The Dallas
Dallas.
Stars.
Can you give us like more like thigh content? I see the kids asking for that on Twitter. So on behalf of the kids and myself, please, we're asking nicely.
I
I'm
think,
asking nicely.
yeah, I endorse this. I think that it'd be also great to figure out like the stats, like the correlation, the advanced fancy stats between like level of thigh that we get and how well the team performs.
Right.
Maybe experimenting with the thigh exposure, like you can do like a cause and effect kind of thing. I know like
Right.
one guy who I'm sure like it loves all like Tyler Seguin, I feel like has never passed up an opportunity to like not wear the right amount of
Right.
clothes. He
He
has
has a photo shoot on a
yeah,
Zamboni.
he's the photo shoot and like he has I just looked him up because all the Stars fans I know are like out of their minds about this. He has 12 total points on the season, which is bad for Tyler Seguin. So maybe you need to like fit like the thigh to scoring continuum, like whatever it
Can be
takes
our
to
test
jumpstart that.
subject.
Yes, like
Yeah.
get do the thing, like
Yes.
for all of us, for
Yeah.
TikTok, for the
For
Twitter
him, it could be for
teens.
him. He needs the boost. 12 points. Oh my
Yeah, it's I didn't know it was that it's not
I didn't
good.
know.
No.
No, that's not
So,
good.
Dallas thighs, you're welcome. Winnipeg Jets. My New Year's resolution for them is to find a head coach because they don't have one right
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, I was gonna say definitely find a head coach and figure out what kind of team you are.
Right.
If you still want to exist. Like I don't know what's going on. For the longest time, I didn't think Winnipeg actually had an airport. I thought that was a thing. Yeah, so I'm
Yeah.
rooting for you, I
Yeah, again,
guess.
figure it out. Like they have good players. They have, Connor Hellebuyck, who is insane in goal, but Paul Maurice stepped down for personal reasons, and that's understandable and honestly like kind of commendable that he was like, listen, I've taken this team like as far, they need a different voice, and he recognized that and he resigned, which is also a little bit like, whoa, bro, you're doing this in the middle of the season. But Winnipeg's just been kind of hanging out since then.
Yeah.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah, and like he was just kind of like my heart wasn't in it last year and so like I gave it a little bit of this to see it's kind of like putting in a 2 week notice at like your retail job not a head coaching position for a professional hockey team but I respect it.
Actually, that is a little like he just said like peace, I'm out. Like
Yeah.
I gave
Not
my
even to
old
like the
job like
All-Star break.
yeah, I gave my old job like a month's notice before
Yeah.
I left. I didn't
Right. Like, I mean,
even
there's some
think about
days.
that.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking like career-wise, like most people give like a month's notice.
Right. At least
And
2 weeks.
like,
Like,
yeah, at least.
and he's
I don't
just
know.
like, toodle.
Bye, guys. See ya. Never on the golf
Now,
course.
I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about
Oops.
that.
Oh man.
Next up, the Colorado Avalanche. What is your suggestion for the Colorado? My suggestion for me is to learn how to say the word Colorado. What is your suggestion for the Colorado Avalanche for 2022?
Again, figure it out because this is just such a talented team, and I just feel like I don't want to say they're wasting away in Colorado, but at the same time, like, they're not going anywhere in terms of like the playoffs these last few years, so it's just disappointing. So make a trade at the deadline. Do it. I dare you.
I mean, speaking of kind of like wasting potential, Nate McKinnon has 1 year left on his contract, and his contract is $6.3 million, which everyone has basically unanimously essentially agreed is one of, if not the best value contracts in hockey right now, because he is so good and that contract is so reasonable. And it's going to go way up in 2023. They need to stop wasting his time. I mean, my New Year's resolution for the Avalanche is to stop like making me look like a liar, because every year I say they're going to go the whole way and every year they bomb. Like, so please stop making me look like I don't know what I'm talking about. That's my New Year's resolution for you, Avalanche.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. And, You know, that might have like a little bit of self-serving to it, but like at the same time, sometimes they need someone else to better themselves. They need that motivation. And Avalanche, I hope that Sarah is your, you know, your guiding light in all of this.
Do it for me, Colorado.
Exactly. Now, the Minnesota Wild. they confuse me. Because I don't know if they're good or bad.
I don't think they know if they're good or bad, which is a problem.
So, again, another figure it out, establish an identity. But also, like, be nice to Marco Rossi, who like, just got called up. That sweet child. I feel these protective instincts over him. And just don't mess it up, okay? Be gentle.
For me, there's two I have for me. One is give me more Kirill Kaprizov. Like, as frustrating as he is to play against, like, I'm super glad that, you know, this isn't last season where we had to play them 8 times. Like, now that I only have to see him a couple times a year, like, I want more of this kid. He is such a fun player. He seems like he has a personality. He could be very easily marketed. So give me more Kirill Kaprizov. My other resolution for the Minnesota Wild is to finally figure out and communicate to the world what the heck Nordy is.
Yeah.
What is your mascot? It's a bearcat wolf thing? Like.
Yeah. We need to establish that.
Yeah.
So the Predators.
Kind of the same boat. Like.
Yeah.
That's
it's a saber tooth,
yeah,
tiger looking thing,
sort of.
I also didn't realize that they were second in the division.
I did not either. I legit did not know that until I pulled up the standings to have this conversation.
Yeah, because I thought that they were still like floating at the bottom, struggling in the middle somewhere. But no, good for them. I mean. Yeah. I can't see a points percentage on here, but they have. Okay, never mind. That makes more sense. The get New Jerseys.
Oh yeah.
Abolish the Smashville ones.
Oh yeah, no, those are so bad.
Those are I don't know what to do with them.
I thought that they were bad, and so my resolutions was going to be about, like, stop being bad. But apparently they're good, I guess.
Yeah, so keep being good.
Keep doing what you're doing, Nashville. They also – exactly. Like, any other team, it's fine. They actually played the Kings this week. So, like, be bad for that one and good for other stuff. It's fine. I don't care. My other New Year's resolution for them, over the holidays, I think it was, they posted a Twitter thread of all of their players with dogs, and I love dog content, and they posted a picture of their goaltender Yusei Saros with his dog. If you don't know Yusei Saros, he is small for a goaltender, like under 6 feet tall, small, like average man height, small. His dog is like a big husky thing. So New Year's resolution, Nashville Predators, more dog content in general, more Yusei Saros with his enormous dog content in specific. Please, it's going to make me laugh. I need it.
Yeah, no, like the disproportionate, like, I don't know, like dog, dog to goalie. Yeah,
right.
I like that.
What's his name? Matt Murray, who is now in Ottawa purgatory. He and his wife have two big, like, I think they're like Mastiffs, maybe? They're like big St. Bernard. They're just huge, fluffy black dogs. And
oh, is it the Bernese Mountain Dogs?
Yes, that's what they're called. Okay. And they have two of them. And I feel like I followed the dogs on Instagram just because it's great content. Because, like, occasionally they'll post a picture of him with the dogs, and he's just this, like, skinny twig of a goalie guy, and his dogs are just, like, all, like, paws on his shoulders, like, as big as he is. Like, more dog content. Really, that's my resolution for all the teams. More dog content.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the dog content. Really, I don't know if it's because I love dogs or I love seeing the players like as human beings. As
Why not both? As,
yeah, I think it's both. There's a picture of Johnny Gaudreau, I'm assuming back home with his parents, with like a golden doodle. And it is just the cutest picture in the entire world. And I just, it's great. It's so sweet. Now, my resolution for the St. Louis Blues, however, I don't have anything nice to say about them. Your goalie's weird. Like, I understand that, like, okay, I love chicken broth, do not get me wrong. But the fact that it was so cold that chicken broth was refreshing? Come on.
Goalies, man.
Yeah, oh my god. Like, there's nothing. They have a dog too. And their front office is fantastic. They're wonderful to all their employees. So I can't even be mad at them. But I just don't like Jordan Binnington. So
fair.
Give me back Tory Krug. That too. That too. I'm really mad.
You should make that one happen. My resolution for them is all off-season, all till now, we keep asking the question, Vladimir Tarasenko, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Figure out what's up with that. Like, is he staying? He leads the team in points right now. He has 33 points in 33 games. Like,
I thought he was sitting out.
Right. Until... And, like, he was so disgruntled to be there and, like, openly disgruntled. And, like, I mean, it's great to see him having a good time and succeeding. But
what
and
happens
everything.
If he gets injured?
Right. Like, has he changed his mind? Has he rescinded his trade request? Like, I have no idea. So, like, maybe, obviously they don't owe anyone any explanation about anyone's employment status or whatever, but, like, throw us a bone. Do we need to worry about him, like, him getting traded at some point? Like, what's
like,
happening?
Are we just gonna wake up on trade deadline day and see that he's like being shipped off to, I don't know, Winnipeg?
Vegas?
Could you imagine?
I hate
that
it.
Would be no. I you know, I would not be surprised.
The
but
cap is fake.
Yeah, no. You kidding me? They'll figure something. They'll Tanya what's your name? Nancy Kerrigan someone come back. They'll make it work. They'll do it. I don't even know. St. Louis just, or yeah. Can you just let us know? That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
That's it. Yeah. I think that's a fair one. So I think that's good. I think we have some positive. We have some funny. We have some get your act together for basically all of the teams. I think we did good here.
You know, this is why I like resolutions for other people.
Yes.
Because that's on them to figure out.
Yeah, they just have to be
live
successful.
Up to.
Yeah.
I'm and super I can say I inspired them.
Right. But my resolution was to give resolutions to other people. Done.
Exactly. We're helping other people. We're doing great work. So go us.
Yeah, go us. If you have a resolution, you out there listening to the show, if you have a resolution for your favorite hockey team, tweet it at us.
Or if you have pictures of your dog.
Or if you've made a resolution for your dog.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Dog dressed up for New Year's.
Yeah. With the little hat and
like little
flowy thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just honestly, we always welcome dog content.
Yeah. I think that's my resolution for you, the listeners. If you've got dog content, share it with us. We want it. Cat content.
Yes.
Gerbil content. I don't care.
Right.
Give me your pets.
Stars, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. Thighs.
Thighs and dogs. Done.
Thighs and dogs.
I've solved their next barbecue problem. Like.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
There's the 2023 Dallas Stars calendar. Thighs and dogs. You're welcome. Yep. That's it for today. I think we can go no further than that on a family-friendly hockey show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. As always, you can find the show wherever you get your podcasts. You can find it on YouTube. I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. Jess, where are you at?
You can find my shows on your favorite podcast platform, Locked On Flames. And you can find my Twitter right down below if you're watching on YouTube, at Jess Belmosto. And
Yeah.
And here.
Yeah. So happy new year. Happy 2022 to all of you listening out there. I hope that your hockey teams give you everything that you want, except for wins against our teams personally. Yeah. But everything else is cool. So that's it for today. Make sure you're subscribed. Tell your friends all about it. If you disagree with our resolutions, I'm sorry. You can do your own podcast about it. Until next time, this has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. That's it.